Hey, kids, it's time for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.
Gee, thanks for letting me use your telescope, Professor Kelvin. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch for Santa Claus.
Well, that's quite all right, Timmy, but you need to keep a couple things in mind here. First of all, remember, this is Christmas Eve, and your mother's not going to want you to stay here all night.
No, I know.
You're going to have to go home for Christmas. And besides, Santa Claus has a tendency to wait till little boys are in bed before he shows up at their house. So there's a real good chance you're not going to see him until you're in bed, you're asleep. You probably won't see him at all. He's got a magic quality about him, Timmy, and he shows up as soon as you're asleep, Betty. He puts the toys up, so don't be disappointed if you don't see him here.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, we can both watch for a while here. The telescope is tuned into this video screen here, so we can watch the screen. We don't have to force ourselves to try to look through the little eyepiece there together. We can see the same thing at the same time, and it's a clear sky, I gotta admit.
Yes, it is.
But we can watch a little bit longer, and then I think you better go home, Timmy, because you don't want to miss Christmas.
No, I don't want to miss Christmas, Professor, but I really want to see Santa Claus, and wait a minute, what's that?
Look,
Professor! It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus! I see him, Professor!
It can't be, but...
I can't. It's
looks
him!
It like him.
Oh!
It is Santa Claus!
We need a closer view.
Oh,
let me push this button. And we'll zoom in.
What? Ooh, what did you do? Timmy! No! You released my experimental rocket! This thing device is aimed right what it's looking at. Oh, run! Run, Santa!
Run, Santa!
Duck, Santa!
Don't, no!
Put him
again, Santa!
You can't! Timmy!
Santa! He's going down.
He's going down. Timmy, what did you do to you? You blew up Santa Claus. Now what are the kids going to do?
I blew up Santa Claus.
I didn't even think there was a Santa Claus. Now he is, and you blew him up, Timmy.
I'm sorry. No, he's never going to bring me toys or anybody toys. What have I done? I can't believe I blew up Santa Claus.
What are we
going to
do?
I
can't believe.
Wait a minute. Hear that?
What?
Look, Professor. Look on the screen. It's Santa Claus.
Yes.
He's okay.
He's back.
And he's coming this way,
wonderful.
Professor.
Oh, I'm a believer, Timmy. Santa Claus is alive and well.
Okay.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Well, his suit's a little dirty.
Yeah, well, you'd be dirty too if you had blown up, Timmy.
Oh, Professor, this is wonderful. Oh, look. He's heading up. He's going to land on the roof.
What? Now, Santa Claus is
he's
coming
right
here.
Overhead.
I'm going to meet Santa Claus. I always thought it was a fantasy.
He's coming here,
this
Professor.
This is terrific, Timmy. Terrific.
He stopped. Here he comes. Oh, boy.
I'm actually excited, Timmy. Oh, I can't. This is interesting.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Santa.
Christmas, everyone.
Oh, ho, ho.
Little Timmy.
Yeah.
You should be in bed.
I'm sorry, Santa.
But I guess I can make an exception.
Oh,
I have a little present here, Timmy.
Now
wait till morning to open it.
I will.
I think you'll enjoy it very much. It was something you were hoping for. Merry Christmas, Timmy.
Oh, thank you, Santa. Thank
you. Professor Kelvin.
Yes,
I have something for you.
I don't. This is wonderful.
Oh, this is for you, Professor Kelvin.
Yes, what
the heck is wrong with you, Kelvin? You dandering little kid. You're knocking me out of the sky. You're a menace. Here's a little present for you, Kelvin. It's a first aid kit.
I need one.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Tune in again next time, kids, for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.